Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Puerto Rico Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The Fight for Statehood versus Independence. 1. The Political Crossroads. As the 21st century unfolded, Puerto Rico found itself in a persistent and unresolved debate over its political future. While the independence movement had lost some of its momentum in the late 20th century, a new push for statehood emerged as a dominant force. At the same time, supporters of the current Commonwealth status continued to advocate for maintaining the island's unique relationship with the United States. This chapter explores the statehood movement, the independence struggle, and the opposition to both, examining how Puerto Rico's political status remains one of the most controversial topics in its modern history. 2. The Rise of the Statehood Movement. The idea of Puerto Rico becoming the 51st state of the United States gained traction as economic struggles and financial instability gripped the island. Advocates for statehood argued that full integration into the U.S. would bring economic stability, full representation in Congress, and access to federal programs without restrictions. The New Progressive Party, PNP, became the leading political force pushing for statehood. Prominent leaders like Luis Fortuno, Pedro Pierluisi, and Ricardo Rossello campaigned aggressively for a referendum that would reflect the people's will. Key arguments for statehood: economic benefits, increased federal funding, stronger infrastructure investments, and inclusion in national economic policies. Political representation: Puerto Ricans would gain voting representation in Congress and the right to vote in U.S. presidential elections. Military and social security rights: as U.S. citizens, Puerto Ricans already serve in the military and pay into social security, but they lack full access to its benefits. Elimination of second-class citizenship: advocates argue that the current territorial status leaves Puerto Ricans in political limbo, neither fully American nor independent. Despite these arguments, statehood remains divisive, with independence advocates and Commonwealth supporters opposing the push for full integration into the U.S. 3. The persistence of the independence movement. Though diminished in numbers, the Puerto Rican Independence Party, PP, and other pro-sovereignty groups continued their advocacy for full independence from the United States. They argue that Puerto Rico should reclaim its sovereignty and break free from economic and political dependency on the U.S. Key arguments for independence: cultural and national identity. Puerto Rico has a distinct language, history, and culture that differs from the mainland U.S. Economic self-sufficiency. While challenging at first, independence would allow Puerto Rico to negotiate its own trade deals, develop independent industries, and establish itself as a sovereign entity. Colonial legacy. Many pro-independence activists believe that Puerto Rico remains a U.S. colony and that statehood would erase the island's autonomy. International recognition. Puerto Rico would have a seat at the United Nations, diplomatic relations with other nations, and full control over its laws and policies. Despite these arguments, the independence movement faces an uphill battle, as referendums have consistently shown low support for breaking away from the U.S. 4. The Commonwealth position, a middle ground? Supporters of the current Commonwealth status, Estado Libre Asociado y ELA, argue that Puerto Rico already has a unique relationship with the U.S., allowing it to enjoy the best of both worlds. Key arguments for maintaining the Commonwealth: cultural preservation. The Commonwealth allows Puerto Rico to maintain its Spanish language and traditions while benefiting from U.S. support. Economic flexibility. Puerto Rico receives federal funding while having control over certain local policies. Political stability. Avoiding the drastic economic shifts that full independence or statehood could bring. While this status has kept Puerto Rico in a stable yet complex political position, many critics argue that it leaves the island in limbo, without the full benefits of statehood or the sovereignty of an independent nation. 5. Referendums on Puerto Rico's status. Since the 20th century, several plebiscites, non-binding referendums, have been held to gauge Puerto Ricans' preferences regarding their political status. 1967 referendum. Commonwealth status won overwhelmingly. 1993 referendum. The vote was split, with Commonwealth maintaining a slight lead. 1998 referendum. None of the above, won as a protest vote against perceived U.S. influence in the process. 2012 referendum. A majority rejected the current status, and statehood won with 61% of the vote, but voter turnout was low. 2017 referendum. Statehood won by 97%, but only 23% of voters participated due to a boycott by opposition parties. 2020 referendum. Statehood won with 52% of the vote, yet Congress did not act on the results. Despite these referendums, Congress holds ultimate power over Puerto Rico's status, and no significant changes have been implemented. 6. U.S. political views on Puerto Rico's status. The debate over Puerto Rico's political future extends beyond the island. It is a divisive issue in U.S. politics. Democrats, some factions support statehood, viewing it as a civil rights issue and an opportunity to gain Democratic voters. Republicans, while some conservatives oppose statehood due to economic concerns, others support it as a means of integrating Puerto Rico fully into the Union. Independents and Commonwealth supporters. Many in Congress see Puerto Rico's status as a local issue rather than a national priority. 7. The ongoing debate and future prospects. As Puerto Rico moves further into the 21st century, the debate over its future remains unresolved. The island faces pressing issues such as economic struggles and debt crisis impacting political decision-making. Natural disasters like Hurricane Maria, 2017, highlighting Puerto Rico's vulnerable position as a U.S. territory. Generational shifts in political views, with younger Puerto Ricans becoming more vocal about their political preferences. 8. Conclusion: a nation in political limbo. Puerto Rico's political status remains one of the most complex and hotly debated issues in its history. While statehood, independence, and Commonwealth all have their supporters, no clear path has emerged. Until Congress takes definitive action, Puerto Rico will remain in a state of political limbo, where its people are U.S. citizens without full rights, a nation without full sovereignty, and a territory seeking a permanent resolution. The coming decades will determine whether Puerto Rico remains a Commonwealth, becomes the 51st state, or achieves full independence, but one thing is certain: the debate over its future is far from over. Chapter 14: The Economic Struggles of Puerto Rico. 1. The collapse of the Puerto Rican economy. In the early 21st century, Puerto Rico faced an economic crisis of unprecedented scale. A combination of mismanagement, excessive borrowing, and structural dependency on U.S. policies led to a financial collapse that continues to impact the island today. The decline was gradual, but by the time it became a full-fledged crisis, Puerto Rico was drowning in debt, struggling with unemployment, and experiencing a mass exodus of its citizens to the mainland United States. One of the most significant turning points was the expiration of Section 936 of the U.S. Tax Code in 2006, which had provided tax incentives for U.S. businesses to operate in Puerto Rico. When these tax breaks ended, many corporations closed their factories and left the island, leading to widespread job losses and economic stagnation. 2. The role of U.S. federal policies in the economic crisis. Puerto Rico's economic woes cannot be separated from its status as a U.S. territory. Unlike U.S. states, Puerto Rico is subject to federal laws that restrict its financial and economic capabilities, including the Jones Act, Merchant Marine Act of 1920. This law requires all goods shipped between U.S. ports to be transported on U.S.-built, U.S.-owned, and U.S.-crewed vessels, significantly increasing the cost of imports to Puerto Rico. Limited access to federal programs. Puerto Ricans receive fewer benefits from programs such as Medicaid and Social Security compared to mainland U.S. citizens. Lack of control over monetary policy. Puerto Rico cannot print its own currency or control interest rates, making it dependent on U.S. financial decisions. These policies exacerbated Puerto Rico's financial instability, making economic recovery difficult even when attempts were made to fix the crisis. 3. The debt crisis in PROMESA. By 2015, Puerto Rico's public debt had ballooned to over $70 billion, making it impossible to meet its financial obligations. The island was unable to declare bankruptcy like a U.S. state due to federal restrictions, leaving it with no legal pathway to restructure its debt. In response, the U.S. Congress passed the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act, PROMESA, in 2016, creating an unelected financial oversight board tasked with managing Puerto Rico's finances. While PROMESA was intended to help the island restructure its debt, it faced intense criticism for prioritizing payments to bondholders over public services. Effects of PROMESA included severe austerity measures, including cuts to pensions, education, and healthcare. Widespread protests from Puerto Rican citizens who saw the board as an extension of colonial rule. Slow progress on debt restructuring, with many arguing that the austerity measures deepened economic inequality. 4. The impact of natural disasters on the economy. Puerto Rico's economic struggles were further compounded by Hurricane Maria in 2017, one of the most devastating natural disasters in the island's history. Maria caused an estimated $90 billion in damages, destroying infrastructure, displacing thousands, and leaving much of the island without power for months. The inadequate response from the U.S. federal government fueled public outrage, with critics accusing Washington of neglecting the island in its time of greatest need. This neglect reinforced the perception that Puerto Rico's political status left it vulnerable to second-class treatment. Other disasters, such as earthquakes in 2020, further strained an already fragile economy, highlighting the island's dependency on external aid and lack of long-term economic stability. 5. Mass migration and the decline of Puerto Rico's workforce. As economic opportunities dwindled, Puerto Ricans left the island in record numbers, primarily relocating to Florida, Texas, and New York. Between 2006 and 2020, the island's population declined by more than 12%, with skilled workers and young professionals leading the exodus. This migration created a vicious cycle. Loss of skilled labor, the departure of doctors, engineers, and educators weakened key sectors. Reduced tax revenue. A shrinking workforce meant lower tax collection, making it harder to fund public services. Aging population. Those remaining on the island were increasingly elderly, putting pressure on an underfunded healthcare system. 6. Attempts at economic revitalization. Despite these challenges, various efforts have been made to revive Puerto Rico's economy. Some strategies include investments in renewable energy. Given its abundant sunshine and wind, Puerto Rico has potential to become a leader in solar and wind energy production. Tourism and ecotourism. Expanding the tourism sector beyond San Juan to include the natural beauty of El Yunque Rainforest, Vieques, and Culebra. Technology and entrepreneurship. Encouraging startups and attracting tech companies to the island as an alternative to traditional industries. While these initiatives show promise, corruption, bureaucracy, and slow government response have hindered their full implementation. 7. The future of Puerto Rico's economy. Looking ahead, Puerto Rico faces a series of critical choices regarding its economic future. Questions remain about whether the island should pursue statehood to gain full federal funding and equal economic rights, seek greater autonomy to allow for independent economic policies, continue as a commonwealth while negotiating better economic agreements with the U.S. What is certain is that Puerto Rico cannot continue in a state of economic limbo indefinitely. The resolution of its political status will be closely tied to its ability to achieve financial stability and long-term growth. 8. Conclusion: a struggle for economic survival. Puerto Rico's economic struggles are deeply interwoven with its political status and historical relationship with the U.S. The debt crisis, natural disasters, mass migration, and federal restrictions have all contributed to an ongoing economic crisis that has no easy solution. However, the resilience of Puerto Ricans and emerging industries offer hope for a brighter future. Whether through statehood, independence, or a revised commonwealth, Puerto Rico's economic recovery will depend on bold leadership, sustainable policies, and a resolution to its unresolved political identity. Chapter 15: The Resilience and Future of Puerto Rico. 1. A History of Survival and Resistance. Puerto Rico has endured centuries of colonial rule, economic hardship, and natural disasters, yet its people have consistently demonstrated resilience. This chapter explores how the island has faced these challenges and the potential paths forward toward economic and political stability. Despite being a U.S. territory, Puerto Ricans have maintained their unique cultural identity, blending indigenous Taino heritage, Spanish traditions, and African influences. This rich cultural heritage has been a source of strength in times of crisis, fueling movements for self-determination and social justice. 2. The role of community and grassroots movements. In the face of economic struggles and government inaction, Puerto Rican communities have taken matters into their own hands. Grassroots organizations and community-led initiatives have played a vital role in rebuilding the island after natural disasters and advocating for economic reforms. Examples of community resilience. Mutual aid networks. After Hurricane Maria, grassroots groups provided food, water, and medical supplies to those in need. Agricultural cooperatives. With increasing concerns about food insecurity, local farmers have promoted sustainable agriculture and self-sufficiency. Renewable energy initiatives. Community solar projects are emerging as alternatives to the unreliable power grid. These movements highlight Puerto Rico's determination to create local solutions to systemic problems. 3. Political activism and the future of Puerto Rico's status. The question of Puerto Rico's political future remains unresolved. Recent years have seen increased political activism, with protests demanding an end to government corruption, improved public services, and clarity on the island's political status. Political status debates. Statehood. Advocates argue it would provide full political representation and increased federal funding. Independence. Supporters believe sovereignty would allow Puerto Rico to control its economy and governance. Enhanced Commonwealth. Some propose reforms to maintain ties with the U.S. while increasing local autonomy. Each option has its supporters and critics, and the outcome will shape Puerto Rico's future for generations. 4. The role of the diaspora in Puerto Rico's future. With millions of Puerto Ricans living in the mainland U.S., the diaspora plays a crucial role in shaping the island's future. Many maintain strong ties to their homeland, advocating for policies that support Puerto Rico's recovery and development. Contributions of the diaspora. Remittances. Financial support sent to family members in Puerto Rico boosts the local economy. Political influence. Puerto Ricans in the U.S. lobby for federal policies that benefit the island. Cultural preservation. Festivals, music, and activism ensure that Puerto Rican identity remains strong in the diaspora. The connection between Puerto Ricans on the island and abroad remains vital for future progress. 5. Economic diversification and innovation. Puerto Rico must diversify its economy to achieve long-term stability. While tourism and manufacturing have traditionally dominated, new industries offer opportunities for growth. Key areas for economic growth. Technology and startups. Government incentives and incubators are fostering entrepreneurship. Sustainable energy. Investments in solar and wind power can reduce reliance on fossil fuels. Medical research and pharmaceuticals. With existing infrastructure, Puerto Rico can become a leader in biotech and medical innovation. By investing in these sectors, Puerto Rico can build a more self-sufficient and prosperous future. 6. Conclusion. Hope for a brighter future. Puerto Rico has faced immense challenges, but its people continue to fight for a better future. Through grassroots efforts, political activism, and economic innovation, the island has the potential to overcome its struggles and thrive in the years ahead. The resilience of Puerto Ricans, both on the island and in the diaspora, will determine the direction of Puerto Rico's future. While uncertainty remains, one thing is clear: the spirit of the Puerto Rican people is unbreakable. Chapter 16. The Path Forward, A Vision for Puerto Rico's Future. 1. Introduction. Navigating the Crossroads. Puerto Rico stands at a critical moment in its history, with significant political, economic, and social challenges shaping its trajectory. This chapter explores the island's path forward, envisioning potential solutions for a sustainable and prosperous future while acknowledging the historical and systemic barriers that must be overcome. Despite being a U.S. territory, Puerto Ricans have maintained their unique cultural identity, blending indigenous Taino heritage, Spanish traditions, and African influences. This rich cultural heritage has been a source of strength in times of crisis, fueling movements for self-determination and social justice. 2. Political evolution, the road to self-determination. The debate over Puerto Rico's status continues to dominate political discussions. Moving forward, resolving this issue will be crucial in establishing a stable governance structure that meets the needs of its citizens. Potential political futures. Statehood. Full integration into the United States, granting equal representation and federal support. Independence. Sovereignty as a self-governing nation with control over economic and political decisions. Enhanced Commonwealth. A restructured agreement allowing greater autonomy while maintaining U.S. affiliation. The resolution of Puerto Rico's status must involve a transparent, inclusive, and binding referendum, ensuring the will of the people is respected. 3. Economic transformation, building a resilient economy. To ensure long-term economic stability, Puerto Rico must move beyond dependence on federal aid and diversify its economy through innovation and sustainability. Key strategies for economic growth. Technology and entrepreneurship. Investment in tech hubs, startups, and digital infrastructure. Sustainable energy. Expansion of solar, wind, and renewable energy sources to reduce dependency on fossil fuels. Agriculture and food security. Revitalization of local farming to decrease reliance on imports. Tourism and cultural heritage. Strengthening ecotourism, historical preservation, and cultural events. Reducing bureaucratic inefficiencies, encouraging local investment, and fostering partnerships with global markets will be essential to economic renewal. 4. Strengthening infrastructure and disaster preparedness. Puerto Rico's vulnerability to hurricanes, earthquakes, and climate change necessitates a comprehensive approach to infrastructure resilience. Essential reforms. Modernization of power grid. Transitioning to decentralized energy systems with a focus on renewables. Water and waste management. Improving clean water access and sustainable waste disposal practices. Transportation and connectivity. Enhancing roadways, bridges, and internet access for economic mobility. Disaster response systems. Implementing early warning systems and efficient emergency preparedness plans. 5. Education and workforce development. A strong education system is the foundation of a thriving society. Addressing gaps in education and workforce development is critical to ensuring Puerto Rico's long-term success. Priorities for education reform. Investment in public schools. Increased funding for teachers, infrastructure, and curriculum modernization. Higher education access. Expanding scholarship programs and vocational training for skilled labor. STEM and innovation. Encouraging STEM education to prepare students for the global digital economy. By investing in human capital, Puerto Rico can cultivate a skilled workforce that drives economic growth and social advancement. 6. Cultural identity and preservation. Puerto Rico's unique cultural identity is a source of resilience and pride. Ensuring its preservation while embracing modern influences is essential. Cultural strengthening initiatives. Language preservation. Maintaining Spanish as the primary language while promoting bilingual proficiency. Arts and music investment. Supporting artists, musicians, and cultural programs to enrich Puerto Rican heritage. Community engagement. Encouraging youth involvement in local traditions and history. 7. Healthcare system strengthening. A robust healthcare system is crucial for public well-being and quality of life. Addressing healthcare disparities and improving access to medical services are top priorities. Necessary improvements. Medical infrastructure development. Upgrading hospitals and clinics to provide quality care. Healthcare workforce expansion. Training more doctors and nurses to address shortages. Mental health services. Increasing support for mental health programs, particularly in post-disaster recovery. Affordable healthcare access. Ensuring universal, cost-effective medical coverage for all residents. 8. The role of the Puerto Rican diaspora. Puerto Ricans living abroad play a crucial role in shaping the island's future through investment, advocacy, and cultural exchange. Key contributions. Economic investment. Encouraging diaspora-led business ventures and partnerships. Political influence. Advocating for Puerto Rican interests at the federal level. Community support. Strengthening connections between mainland Puerto Ricans and the island. 9. A call for unity and collective action. The path forward for Puerto Rico requires unity, innovation, and determined leadership. A collaborative approach between government, businesses, and communities is essential in overcoming the challenges ahead. Puerto Rico's future is not predetermined. It will be shaped by the decisions made today. Whether through political resolution, economic diversification, infrastructure resilience, or cultural preservation, the island has the potential to emerge stronger and more self-sufficient than ever before. 10. Conclusion: a vision for the future. While Puerto Rico has faced adversity, its resilience and spirit remain unwavering. The coming years will define the island's direction, and with strategic planning and unified efforts, Puerto Rico can create a future of opportunity, stability, and prosperity for generations to come.